तनय नम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पति ए नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 48 सीतास लैमेंट। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। अलास, एक्सपर्ट्स इन द साइंस ऑफ बॉडी मार्क्स एंड प्रोग्नोस्टिकेशन प्रिटोल्ड दैट आई वुड बेयर सन्स एंड नेवर बी अ विडो। The words of these wise ones have now proven false. They said that I would be the queen of an emperor who performs many sacrifices to the gods. Now those words are all false because my husband is no more. You are thrice fortunate. You will be the wife of a king, a hero of heroes. How can these words come true when my Raghuveera has lost his life? Lady, all auspicious things are yours forever. This blessing of the good and the great has gone along with my Raghava. Lo, the lines on my feet, patterned like a lotus, were said to be sure marks that I would be crowned the wife of an emperor. But no one has ever found in me any marks that indicate widowhood. The word Padma means one who has the marks of happiness and wealth on her feet. My feet are adorned with such lotus lines, and it follows that I should enjoy wealth and happiness. But all this will be true only if my Dasharatha is alive, if my Rama is alive. My hair is soft, level and black. My brows do not meet. My knees are round and smooth. My teeth also do not touch one another. The sides of my head, my eyes, hands, feet, knees and thighs are high and smooth. My fingers are straight and with round nails. My breasts are close set and full, and my nipples are low. My navel is majestic and raised all around. My sides and breasts are fashioned correctly. My complexion is like the lovely sheen of gems. My toes, feet and heels are evenly placed as I walk. All the world praises me as one endowed with every kind of auspicious mark and sign. My hands and feet are covered with lines like the grain of barley. My hands placed together show no gap, and they are red like saffron. Experts in the science of body marks have always praised me as one with the most charming smile. But what the best astrologer said, that my husband and I should be installed on the throne of the world, it is all proven false. Rama and Lakshmana sought me far and wide over Janasthana and discovered my whereabouts. They crossed this ocean for my sake and yet have met their death in a puddle caused by a cow's hoof. They who have been the death of Kabanda, Virada, Vali, Kara, Dushna and many others have now fallen victims to the magic arts of Indrajit. Alas, have we not in our quivers the mighty magic weapons of Varuna, Agniya, Indra, Vavya and Brahmashidas? Rama, Lakshmana, like Indra and Upendra, have fallen before Indrajit, who strikes unseen through his arts of illusion. And they have left me lonely and helpless. No enemy, though he be endowed with the speed of thought, can ever return alive once Rama's eyes are fallen on him on the field of battle. But nothing is impossible to time, and fate is inexorable. Else could Rama and Lakshmana be struck down by a Rakshasa? I do not grieve so much for Rama or Lakshmana, for myself or for my mother. But my mother-in-law, the wonderful Lady Kaushalya, artless and simple, when I think of her, I cannot bear my grief. She is ever expecting us. She is ever on the watch for us. Rama, Lakshmana and Sita, my dear children, when will they return? When shall I see them and be happy again? Thus, in many ways, did Sita lament over the princess. Then Trijita said to her, "My dear lady, why do you grieve? Your husband is alive. I have good reason for saying this. If the general of an army is dead, the troops lose their spirit. They are dazed and, like a ship without a pilot, fall into disorder and confusion. Now, such is not the plight of this monkey host. Behold their faces bright with joy and their eyes blazing with wrath. Again, with calm, untroubled hearts, these keep watch over Rama and Lakshmana till they should come back to their senses. I tell you this out of my love for you. Assure yourself that Rama and Lakshmana are alive and that no danger can come to them. These auspicious signs are proof enough. Never till now have I spoken an untruth, nor would I do so in the future. Your noble conduct and pure life have won my heart. I have said all this through my love for you. Indra and his Devas cannot hope to defeat Rama. The reasons I have stated and the dream I had are the grounds of my faith. Let this be. Observe the faces of Rama and Lakshmana. Though unconscious, they preserve the luster of their form and features. The grace of Lakshmi still shines on them. The face of dead men and of cowards are horribly ugly. Janaki, put away grief and doubt concerning these princes. How can they be anything but alive? Sita listened to these words, sweet as streams of nectar. Sorrow fell away from her and she spoke over joined palms. Lady, may your words prove true. Sita and Trijata returned to Ashoka Grove on the Karpushpaka. But for all that Trijata had spoken to give her courage, Sita could not but think of Rama and Lakshmana as she was back in her place of confinement with the Rakshasis around her. She imagined that the princes were there before her and was plunged in unspeakable grief at the plight they were in. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapriya Chakravarti Dhanunjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.